Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Robert Cray bringing us back, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me 7 till the hour. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest, one of my favorite folks on the planet. He's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust, independent advisor to, once upon a time, not an independent advisor, but an employed advisor. Now he's out here like you and me, folks, living by his wits.
Yep, scratching, just scratching.
Living, that's what I have a professor. At NC State, was an old friend of mine. Whenever he tells people about me, he said, I got this friend of mine, Jim. He's a small business owner. He lives by his wits.
Yeah, we do that.
It's the truth.
And if we have something valuable to contribute, then we live reasonably well by
our
wits.
That's right.
I always thought. Well, I want to be able to do something that people. Believe is valuable and have the money to pay for it.
Add value. You're talking about adding value.
Yeah.
Now you just set me up, didn't you, Sam?
Exactly. So
because you know what a critic I am of Wall Street, not adding value. But yet seeming to do well. Sam, how is it that Wall Street is doing so well without adding value? Because see, Sam, they're not investing in the economy. When they think about success on Wall Street, they think about share price. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, one thing.
In Wall Street, there are so many myths about Wall Street that it's a big sort of a cloud, a big gray area that most of us on Main Street really do not understand, and part of it's because it's so shrouded in myth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as information in the past 20 years has become more and more available about what's going on, then we get a little peek, a better peek at what is actually happening up there. But Wall Street has not been in recent years the same engine for providing equity capital that it once was.
And therefore economic growth.
And why is that? Well, there are several reasons.
Go ahead.
But one of which is that through regulation, which is there to protect us all as investors, it makes the hurdle of being a public company so onerous and so expensive that it makes little sense to be a public company if your revenues are less than a couple of hundred million.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't afford.
I know several companies that took their companies public in the last 15 years, and they've taken them back private since.
Absolutely.
I know some people right now. I know more than one company right now that took their company public in the 90s.
Yeah,
and the companies are doing well. They're very successful, but if they had to do over again, they'd be private right now.
Yes, it's too not only is it expensive to provide all the information that investors actually deserve and to get if they invest in a public company, but it's also a distraction of time. The time that a CEO spends and the CFO spend with
the analysts,
Wall Street is just distracts from
and Sam,
running
don't,
the business.
Don't forget a new type of raider out there, the so-called shareholder advocates.
Yeah.
The shareholder advocates only advocating for themselves. They're not advocating for other shareholders.
No. Follow the money.
And all they're doing is want to drive the share price, get the cash flow out of the companies. And so there's a lot of that going on, and that prevents businesses from investing in the economy. And so here's my question to you, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think it's going to take for Wall Street to become irrelevant?
I actually think it won't become irrelevant. In fact,
you think it will? You think it will?
No, it won't. I think
in this century, Wall Street will become irrelevant.
Well, the Wall Street that we knew is changing dramatically because of the visibility that we can have, and we don't need Wall Street
yep.
as it once was needed because we can do so many things directly.
You know what, Sam? I think in mine and your lifetime, Wall Street will essentially become irrelevant.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's,
it won't be crowdfunding that does it. When you come back next time, let's just do a tour on crowdfunding.
That'd be fun.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Norwood Analytics, right?
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
Thank you, Sam. See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.